Hi, welcome to Moving Into You with Stanwyck. In this podcast, we will address some current and popular issues in major health and heart-soul subjects. The goal is to create self-motivation and address the skills such as empowerment, meditation, and others needed to cope with everyday life. We will have conversations from self-healing, emotional souls to disease and disorders such as bipolar, anxiety, depression, and I will invite some specialists to join me in conversations that will motivate you to tackle whatever situation you are dealing with while building coping skills. I hope you enjoy this podcast. And again, thank you. Let's jump in. I'm Stanwyck. Let's go with it. Moving into you. And today, our interview, I have with me Kendi Mahdi, who is a home health care provider with Billet Health. And she's here today to talk about some of the things that dealing with home health. Kendi, I want to thank you for letting me record you on my interview today. And I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. As I tell my guests, you are the star. I'm here to learn. But I am your listener. I just want to start with some background of yourself with caregiving. What prompted you to enter the field of healthcare?
I've always had a passion to help people. I feel like it's part of my destiny. Healthcare, I just feel more comfortable, and that's what I've been doing and MS experienced in for the last 10 years.
Wow, that's good to feel that way, because a lot of people can't do it. And to have someone like yourself who has that within your heart, you know, to go out and help people, I commend you. I really do commend you for that. You're welcome. What are some of your duties as caregiving?
Well, as caregiving for my patients, first let me start with, I work with Billet Health. We're contracted through the Veterans Affairs Bureau. That's how we get paid. We clients through their contract. Our job is mainly non-medical. We do blood pressure. We ensure that they take their medicines by reminding them. We follow up with their nurses and the rest of their team on a usual basis, and we provide services of any kind that's needed. Usually the VA is the one, the case manager is the one that sets the case up and tasks and lets us know what the client would like done specifically.
Okay, that's a lot of and how long do you normally spend at a client's house?
Well, the contracts are usually from 2 hours to maybe 10 hours. I've done 6 hours the most throughout a day with one client in particular, because we also provide companionship as well.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. I might need that one day.
Yeah, definitely.
One day.
All our clients are alive.
What type of education did you have to go into the field of healthcare for people who might want to get into this field? What type of education did you go through to obtain?
There's various ways to align yourself with that type of field. But for me personally, I'm a psychology major. I tend to become a psychotherapist and work within the spiritual aspect as well with my clients in the future. So that drove me to that field. You can go for psychology, counseling, nursing, anything around that field is considered okay for the healthcare.
Wow. See, I didn't know that. I thought it was maybe just something that leads into nursing only.
No. A lot of people have that misconception, but the reality of it is, as long as you're willing to help people and you have a passion for that field, you can get involved. Yes, they ask for certain degrees, but if you are qualified, meaning you have your bachelor's or whatever that's asked for, they will still give you training and allow you to work with them, which is really good for everyone.
Yeah, that's good. Really solid background in healthcare that way. I want to move right now into what's going on today. What everyone's going through is that COVID-19. How is that affecting you with going into work and into all these different households?
Well, it's affecting me in many ways currently. During before the pandemic occurred, I was also supposed to be a case manager. I can no longer do that because we can't be in contact with people. Thank God with this job, it's considered essential work. So dealing with the clients in this job is very stressful. especially at a time like this, because we're going into the unknown. We're not really sure how that people are catching it and how is it that it's spreading. I mean, we all have theories on it, but no one's for sure at this point.
Okay. Are you, because I hear from different people, you know, how, you know, you talk on Facebook, just right. anything, surrounds the healthcare workers right now. You guys are frontline. You are frontline. And
yeah.
Are you scared? Just point blank. Are you scared?
Yes, to a certain extent. And I'm going to explain that. I'm a spiritual person. I believe that God has a plan for all of us. I believe in protecting ourselves spiritually, especially at a time like this, and covering ourselves with prayer. In regard to fear, yes, there's some sort of fear, but I believe that if we continue to maintain cleansiness and make sure we're germ-free and keep a distance, that we should be okay.
All right. All right. Well, because I'm a spiritual person myself. I just want to let you know that I want you and everyone else to be safe, you know, stay safe. And like you said, right. you know, deal with the cleanliness part of it also. What about your children? I know that's your part of you there. But what about when you go home and your family? How do you explain that to them?
Well, a lot of precaution has to be taken being an essential worker. So upon finishing my shift, I know that coming home, my children are very young. They're going to want to jump on me and kiss and hug. So I have to be mindful and speak to my children in a way that they can comprehend. So letting them know that there's a pandemic out there is very important, but doing it in a way that the child can understand is also very important. So I communicate with my children often. I let them know that what's out there is like a cold. It's as severe, if not more severe than a pneumonia. If their friends have a cold, they need to stay away. They need to stay away even from me. They're not allowed to approach me or, you know, hug me until I change and change my clothes and wash my hands for safety purposes. Usually, as soon as I take off my uniform, it goes straight into getting clean because I don't want anything around.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I have one friend who comes in and she says she walks right to the laundry room. And
yes,
and there her clothes go right into the washing machine. And
yes.
From there, then she's ready to tackle the rest of the world as far yes. as closeness is concerned. Do you all wear masks within your house? I mean, just with each other or are you, you know, what part of the CDC guidelines with wearing masks is, you know, when you're out around people and keeping that distance of the 6 feet. But when you just, you know, closeness, your family members. Are you wearing a mask at all or are your kids wearing a mask?
No, we don't. We choose not to wear a mask when we're together because we take a lot of precautions in regards to this pandemic that's currently going on. As far as my children going outside and being around people, yes, we do have to have them wear a mask. If I'm around anyone that's considered an elderly or have an illness or then at that point or more children around, yes, at that point we all do have to wear a mask. But my immediate family, no. We practice cleanliness, washing our hands every time we pass the bathroom, making sure everything is sanitized, making sure the walls are clean, making sure anything we go outside with, as soon as you enter the door, you will take it off and put it in the laundry, making sure, you know?
Yeah.
All things we should be doing anyway, but now we have to be more cautious. We have to be more aware.
Yeah, well, you brought something up that that I want to talk about for a second, that we should mm-hmm. be doing that anyway. Yes. I just don't, where does it come from that people don't wash their hands on a regular basis? Where does it come from that they even have to question whether they should wash their hands?
My rule is every time you pass a sink, a bathroom, or anywhere with water and soap, you should definitely just stop by and wash your hands. You never know. I'd rather be safe than sorry. Excellent. And I think everyone should practice that.
I think so, too. Now, I'm going to go into talking a little bit about after you get home, you told me what you do with the children and to get ready to have your family time together. But as a wellness part of it, and you told me that you're spiritual, what do you do to get to that point where you can say, this day is over? You know, you breathe, you let that out. Okay, this day is done. What is like your ritual, I want to say, with winding down to becoming mentally prepared, actually for your kids, because this is a stressful job. How do you transition into mommy and to, you know, daughter and
Well, what I tend to do is I focus on a lot of breathing techniques sometimes. The best thing to do is coming home after a long, hard day like this, especially knowing that a lot of our clients are ending up in the hospital based on their age and having so many illnesses. It does take a toll on myself personally. I tend to practice breathing exercises. I do a lot of meditation in regards to mindfulness. I like to exercise a lot. I do feel like that helps release tension. I'm big on that. And as far as eating, I'm not on a diet and don't suggest that anyone should be on a diet, but I do believe in the 80-20 theme, which is 80% of the time eating healthy or as healthy as possible, and the other 20%, you know, indulging in whatever it is you like.
Okay. Thanks for explaining that, because I was going to ask you what you meant by that 80-20 for eating. I'll try to jump on that somewhere along the line, because my percentages are way off of that. So it's like, okay, it's backwards actually. So I'm going to try to get that under control. And it's taking its time out here.
But everybody, I do think it's very helpful for the mind, body, and soul.
That is so true. Now, as far as you say you do meditations and mindfulness meditations, are you like going to certain stores or books or tapes, YouTube? Where are you gathering your meditations from? Church?
For me, I'll ask Alexa to put it on.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Station, or I'll do a lot of YouTube. Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you better now.
Okay. Yes, I tend to use Alexa. I'll just ask Alexa to put it on a meditation channel and just be specific in the type of meditation. Also, I tend to use YouTube a lot, depending on what the day is like and what I'm going through. I'll find a meditation that coincides with that, and I'll practice that. I tend to find that it releases a lot of anger.
Well, that's good. That's good to know, and that's good to share. You know, with a lot of people who don't know what to do and when to do it or how to look for something to kind of ease their mind, that's a good way to say, well, if this is bothering me, then I need to look for a meditation for this particular thing. So it's kind of like finding a Bible verse, you know, to deal with what you're going through also. So that makes
exactly,
a lot of
sense, exactly. You know? We all have a verse that fits with our lifestyle and our belief system.
That is true. Now that I know how you know, kind of like wind down and everything, that is important that you get yourself together and ready for your children, ready for the next day. I want to ask you about your job as far as being high in turnover and being short, having a shortage right now.
Yeah, definitely.
How's that working out?
It's a very hectic time in the health field right now. We have a lot of companies that are no longer taking clients or releasing clients. We have high demands on clientele, but low comeback on staff ratio. So it's hard. The ones that are working as essential workers now have a lot of extra hours, but it's very demanding and draining.
Okay. Well, Candy, I really do appreciate, Candy, your coming on to Moving Into You with Stanwyck. And so I'm going to let you know that this will be on my own website, becauseiloveTodance.com. You can listen to it there and also leave a comment and let your friends know that they can listen to it there. I want to thank you, and I want to thank the company that you work for, Billet Health, to employ you, because you're a wonderful person. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you and speak with your viewers, and you know, just share information, because that's what's needed at this time. Everyone needs to remain safe and be as knowledgeable as far as the COVID, so we can help one another out and stay safe.
That is true. So on that note, we're going to end, and I just want to say again with you, stay safe and stay healthy, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Thank you for having me.
Okay, you're welcome.